I'm now reading Mark chapter 11. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 11. The heading is, Jesus went into Jerusalem. Jesus and his followers kept walking and got near to Jerusalem. They came to two towns called Bethany and Bethphage, on the hill called Olive Trees. Then Jesus told two of his followers to go to the nearest town. He said, as soon as you get there, you will see a donkey tied to a post. Nobody ever rode that young donkey yet. I want you to untie that rope and bring him to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking that donkey, you can say, our boss needs him for a while, but don't worry, he will send him back to you later. The two men went into the town, and after they found the donkey, they started to untie him from near the door of a house. Some people standing there said to them, what are you doing? Why are you untying that donkey? Jesus' followers told them Jesus' words, and then those people let them go. They took the donkey back to Jesus. They put their coats on top of the donkey. Then Jesus sat on their coats on the donkey and started to ride him into Jerusalem. A lot of people laid their coats down onto the track in front of the donkey, and other people went into the bush and cut leaves from trees and put these leaves on the track for the donkey to walk on. Some of the people walked in front of Jesus, and some walked behind him. They all kept yelling out, God, you are great! You gave this man your power, and he is coming to us now. God, please make this man boss over everyone, just like his grandfather, King David. God in heaven, you are great! Save us now! Jesus got to Jerusalem and went into God's special ceremony house. He looked around at everything that was going on there. The sun was starting to go down, so Jesus left God's house and walked back to Bethany with his 12 close followers. The next section is from verse 12 to verse 14. The heading is, Jesus cursed a fruit tree. The next morning, Jesus and his followers started to walk from Bethany back to Jerusalem. Jesus saw a tree not far away. It was the kind of tree that gets fruit called figs. Jesus was hungry, so he went to look for some figs on that tree, but there was nothing. It had lots of leaves, but no fruit. It wasn't the right time of year yet for the fruit. Then Jesus' followers heard him say to that tree, nobody will eat any fruit from you ever again. The next section is from verse 15 to verse 19. The heading is, Jesus cleaned out the God's special house. Then Jesus and his followers came into Jerusalem, and they went to God's special ceremony house. Inside God's house, people were buying and selling animals and birds to use in the ceremonies, and other people were swapping Roman money for Jewish money to give to the bosses of God's house. But they did these things in God's house. They didn't respect it, so they were wrong. And sometimes those men that sold things and swapped the money would cheat people. So Jesus hunted all those people out of God's house. All those men that sold things, the people that bought things, and those that swapped money. He knocked over their tables with the money on them, and he knocked over the chairs of the men that sold birds. He wouldn't let anyone carry these things through God's house, not even through its yard. Jesus then taught everyone this way. He said, a long time ago, God got his men to write these words in his book. God wants his special house to be a place for people from every tribe to come and pray in. But you mob have turned God's house into a place for crooks to steal from people. The Jewish law teachers and ceremony leaders were very upset about this. But all the people were really happy with Jesus, and they were excited whenever they heard him teaching. So the Jewish leaders were afraid of him. After they heard what Jesus did at God's house, they started to work out a way to kill him. That night, Jesus and his followers went back out of Jerusalem. The next section is from verse 20 to verse 26. The heading is, the fruit tree died. In the morning, Jesus and his followers walked past that fruit tree that he talked to the day before. They looked at it. It was dead and dry now, right down to the ground. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to it, and Peter said, "Teacher, that tree you cursed is already dead and dry." Jesus said, "You can do things like that too if you really trust God. I tell you straight, if you ask God to do something and really trust him to do it, then he will do it for you. If you trust him properly, you can even say to a big hill, 'God will pick you up and throw you into the sea,' and God will do it. Listen to me now. If you really believe God, you can ask him for anything. And if you trust him all the way, like you believe that he already gave you that thing, then God will answer your prayer and make it happen. And whenever you pray, first think about this. If someone did a wrong thing to you, you have to let it go. Don't think about payback and don't blame that person anymore. If you do that, then God will let go all the wrong things you have done too. He will make you free from blame and payback. So first you have to get things right with other people. Then you can pray to God." The next section is from verse 27 to verse 33. The heading is, "The Jewish leaders questioned Jesus." After that, Jesus and his followers went to Jerusalem and walked inside the yard of God's special ceremony house. As he walked along, some Jewish leaders came up to Jesus. They were the leaders of their ceremony, the law teachers and their elders. They asked Jesus straight, "Who said you could hunt all those people out of God's house? What big boss says you can do that?" Jesus said back to them, "You answer my question first. If you answer me, then I will tell you which big boss said I can hunt those men out of God's house. Here is my question. You remember John? Well, who told him he could do that washing ceremony for people to say sorry for the wrong things they did? Who told him he could baptize somebody? Did people make that up, or did God tell John to do it?" Those Jewish leaders talked together to work out their answer. They said to each other, "If we say that John did what God told him to do, then we will be in trouble. He will say to us, 'So why didn't you mob listen to him?' But we can't say that people made up that washing ceremony. The people think that John was a special man that spoke God's words, and they will hit us if we say he didn't." They were frightened of those people. So those Jewish leaders said, "We don't know who told John to do that washing ceremony for people." Then Jesus said, "If you won't answer me, I won't answer you. I won't tell you which big boss said I can do these things.